Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, and welcome to our Wednesday edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Today, Mary Kay Cabot, Dougley, Maurice, and I are going to try and put together an ideal Browns schedule. So we draft starting in week one, and we just pick through all 18 weeks of the schedule, who we'd like to see and when, what we would put on primetime, all of that stuff. So that's coming up here on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Now, if you're not a Football Insider subscriber, you need to sign up. Cleveland.com/Browns, the blue banner at the top of the page to get a newsletter delivered to your inbox every single day, access to exclusive stories on Cleveland.com/Browns, and to become one of our text subscribers. Again, Cleveland.com/Browns, the blue banner at the top of the page to get info and get signed up. Okay, here we go. Mary Kay Cabot, Dougley, Maurice, and I try to predict what the Browns schedule will look like when it comes out on Thursday night. Here we go on the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. Mary Kay Cabot, Dougley, Maurice, and I, we're going to try and, I guess, mock up a Brown schedule is one way to put it. We're going to do it draft style here. I'll go first. Mary Kay will go second. Doug will go third. We're going to go week by week here and try and place these games. And I guess we'll see how we do here in a couple nights. A few rules I had in place. We can get into some of the single weeks as we go, but I wanted to put at least one division game in the first 8 weeks. Or at least in the first eight games. And I wanted to make two of the last four, at least, AFC North games, including week 18. So yeah, we can go three in a row if we want. However it shakes out. Those were kind of the rules I wanted to follow for AFC North games. I don't know if this opener is possible because I saw an article today in this city that said they think their team's going to end up playing on Thursday night against the Rams in week one. But if I could choose any opener, and I think that's the rules, I think that's how we're allowed to do this. This is the game I would want to see. And I know Browns fans might not agree with this, but this is the game that selfishly I want to see. I want to open the season at Buffalo in week one. Let's make that a 425 game, just like last year against Kansas City. It's Josh Allen versus, we assume, Deshaun Watson. Let's just say that we don't know that Deshaun Watson has not been suspended. That's how the NFL is approaching this. So that's how we'll approach it. I want this matchup week one.
Can we veto?
No.
Because the big thing that I had in my brain coming into this was the Browns have opened on the road the past two seasons, and I would really like the Browns to open at home. And I don't know, do you guys know, is it a thing that your first game and your last game, one's home, one's away? Or is that just anecdotal? Because it certainly feels like I went back many years in the Browns schedule. It feels like it's 1-1. And this would be like Kevin Stefanski hasn't gotten to play his first. They've been at Baltimore, at Kansas City. Now you're giving them at Buffalo. It's like, hey, what are you guys starting with? Oh, on the road against the best team. Oh, cool. Like, Dan, you're tripling down.
I want it. This is the game I want. Mary Kay, I want Deshaun Watson versus Josh Allen week one. I want some excitement, some sizzle.
Well, it really would be an exciting way to open the season. But boy, on the road against Josh Allen, the Browns don't have their act together yet. I actually feel like once Deshaun Watson gets his act together, and we don't even know, of course, if he's going to be available in the early going. But I put this game much later because I think this is an amazing game. And I think those two guys matching up against each other is going to be really a sight to behold. So I had this much, much later in the season when the Browns kind of had their mojo down and when Deshaun Watson really understood his teammates. But I can see where you're going with this, Dan. I understand the excitement of it, but I think they, in terms of the Browns, from their perspective, they'd be much, much better off catching Josh Allen a little later.
Well, are you guys officially at a point where you think Deshaun Watson won't be suspended until 2023 and that he's getting full 17 games?
No, I'm not there yet.
So then you are risking the Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen matchup by putting it week one. If you want to see Deshaun Watson and Josh Allen and you really want to make sure you get it, I'd put it in like week 11. Right?
I mean,
it's a risk. It's a risk. Okay. I think this is a fun exercise. This is a terrible way to start. I'm against this pick in every possible way. But you had the first pick, so what are we going to do?
Yeah, especially because I'm not even sure if it's possible based on what I said off the top. But this is the one I'm picking. Mary Kay, who do you have for week two?
For week two, I went with at home. It's time for the home opener. Let's bring them on home. And I had the Patriots in here. I had the Patriots for the home opener just because I think that would be a pretty cool matchup. By the same token, it's not, you know, it's not one of the necessarily marquee games that I have saved for later for prime time and for late in the season. But it's still nevertheless an exciting opponent for home. It's Mac Jones. He beat the Browns last year. It's Bill Belichick coming back to Cleveland. That's always exciting. Yeah, Patriots at home on September 18th.
I like this for a home opener. I might have picked, I almost felt like the way I set it up with the Bills week one, and then I was thinking maybe put like the Jets week two, sort of like how the Browns got the Texans week two last year, something like that. But no, I like the Patriots as a home opener. By the way, real quick, before we move on, who did you, Mary Kay, you actually put together a board.
I did.
Did you tell us who you had week one?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking Deshaun Watson. I just assumed for purposes of this exercise that he was going to be playing.
Yeah.
So I sent him down to the Texans.
Okay.
In week one.
That's interesting if the league would want to lean into that hard.
Yeah.
Like I almost think they would avoid that. Like we don't want one of the main storylines of the season to be like, he's facing 18 civil suits and he's returning to the place where he was deposed.
I know.
Deshaun Watson.
In the world that I live in, that just sounded perfect to me.
True.
That just sounded like Mary Kay's life. Oh, good.
Doug, in your ranting against me, did you mention who you would have had week one?
No, I didn't really do it like that. I mean, my whole thing was open at home and at Pittsburgh. And then everything else in between I was okay with because I really wanted them to open at home because they haven't for 2 years. And then assuming that the last game would be the opposite, I thought the idea of like, let's have the Browns go to Pittsburgh with a playoff spot on the line. Maybe the Steelers are trying to play spoilers, like go into that den and either finish off the Steelers or prove yourselves or something. I had this whole thing and then you went and put the Buffalo first. So I had to screw everything up. So I did not have, I just wanted them at home. I didn't sketch it out entirely though.
Okay. So we've got at Bills week one, first Patriots week two, just as a note in week two, we could not have picked the Chargers. We could not have picked the Bills had they been available. They both are on the schedule. Some of this too, when you guys listen to this on Wednesday, I know there's going to be another game announced Wednesday morning. So there might be a game here where we pick that we weren't aware of that, but week three, no restrictions on week three, Doug.
So listen, if the Browns are starting at Buffalo and then, you know, Bill Belichick's got something dialed up, let's throw a clunker in here. A game that the Browns are like, you don't risk the Browns starting 0-3. So I will give them a road game at the worst quarterback in football. And let's play the Washington game here and let the Browns go beat up Carson Wentz in week three.
Doug had to be the team that picked the Commanders. He just had to be. This actually feels right, though. I feel like when the schedule comes out, we could actually see this game in week three. I feel like this is a September game in some form or fashion.
Well, it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like week four, I think, a few years ago, the infamous Duke Johnson. Well, yeah. And then there was one at home too, that was early in the year too. So they always play Washington early in the year. So there we go. All right. So now I'm back up in week four. So our rules for week four, no Saints, because the Saints play an international game week four. And I'm also ruling out the Saints for week five, kind of assuming they would get that early bye. And we are going to pick a Browns bye here at some point. So week four, based on what I've got here, we've got two road, one home. I think I'm going to grab another road game here. And oh man, I should have done more prep on this. You know what? This is where I'm putting the Texans. Mary Kay, I'm taking your Texans game. I think this is kind of nestled nicely where the league can sort of hide it a little bit. It can be a nice 1 o'clock start. Maybe Deshaun Watson will be back. Maybe he won't. So I think this is a good place to kind of tuck the Texans in here for the NFL. It's a nice, easy game for the Browns. This is actually a really good start for them, honestly, after that Bills opener. Three teams they should be able to beat if Watson is playing. So I'm going to put the Texans here at week four.
Should we perhaps project that the Deshaun Watson suspension will be over the week after the Texans game on the schedule? That's how we'll figure out how long the league is like, oh, they're playing the Texans in week seven. Okay, he's going to get six games. Oh, they're playing the Texans in week five. He's going to get four games. Because like maybe they just want to avoid that stuff. Because listen, the schedule people and the discipline people, they talk. They have lunch together at the big NFL offices. It's like, hey, why are you putting that on the schedule? It's like, okay, we'll end the suspension then. So, because Mary Kay, like, do you think the league wants to avoid that?
You know what? To be honest with you, at this moment, I do not have a good handle on the Deshaun Watson suspension whatsoever. I really don't. I don't know if they're going to go long and then he appeals and it comes back, you know, half of what it was originally going to be. I don't know. For some reason, I have six games stuck in my mind, possibly coming down to four. So I see what you're saying. It could be over after week four. That's sort of, you know, my gut feeling, but that's all I have so far is a gut feeling. I wish I had a better handle on it.
I feel like if schedule maker Dan Lobby is putting this in week four, then it's four games. And we are now preparing in week five with your pick, Mary Kay, to welcome back Deshaun Watson. Dan, give you that much power.
Yes. See, there we go. So Deshaun Watson coming back in week five. But I think he's going to be there week one. So what am I talking about? But week five, Mary Kay, what are the Browns doing? Again, no Saints available for this week.
I am going to stick with what I had on my board for this week. Because I thought it was about time to have one division game, but not necessarily one division game that was going to make or break the season and, you know, be the be all and end all type of game. So I have them on Thursday Night Football this week at the Steelers. Thursday Night Football at the Steelers in week five.
I like the Steelers on Thursday, although I would almost think the Steelers would be like a Sunday night or a Monday night, but Steelers on a Thursday night, first division game is interesting in week five, Doug.
We do have three straight road games and four of the first five on the road. I don't actually think that would happen. I do think Pittsburgh and the Browns in a primetime spot is interesting and you can feed some stuff there. So, and we do, as you said, have to get a division game in here.
You know what? Let's go home versus Steelers. Yeah, forgot that. I'm looking at my own board here and I was sticking with that, but you're right. Three away games is too much. So let's go home Steelers on Thursday Night Football here.
Okay. That feels better too. I mean, the Browns do get a lot of home Thursday night games for whatever reason. The Monday and Sunday night games, they get sun on the road a lot, but Thursday night games, they have tended to get, they have tended to get these at home. Steelers Browns on a Thursday night, week five, maybe Deshaun Watson's return.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a story.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So here's where we're at. We're at Bills versus Patriots, at Commanders, at Texans versus the Steelers on Thursday night. We are restriction free here, week six through nine. So Doug, the window is wide open for you.
All right. I'm going to do this for Joe Woods, and he's going to get the extra couple days off the Thursday night game to prep for Tom Brady. And let's drop Tampa at home in week six here.
Mm.
So I did a post where I predicted this, like where games could land on the schedule. And I always get it wrong. Just for example, I said last year that the Baker Mayfield versus Joe Burrow rivalry would be a long running, exciting storyline.
Of course, should have been
case. I thought the Buccaneers were an interesting Christmas Day game.
Ooh.
So I had them in my mind much later in the schedule.
Tom Brady at some point is he going to break down at some point? I don't like if this, I still want like good Tom Brady. I know it's like you keep waiting for him. He announced he's going to be a broadcaster after his career's over. I could see, and can we make this like a big national game? This is like a 425 national broadcast. This is a big window for, the big announcing crews to come in and do this.
Yeah. We're going to put that little national note there. We're making the Bills game that like 425 game too. So yeah, I think that makes sense. Okay. We're starting to run out of some like really big games. The division games are the big ones that are left here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, I've got to pick something. I've got to pick a game here. So they need a road game. I think we're at 3-3. I don't see them playing three games in a row at home. Let's knock out another NFC game and let's send them to Atlanta in week 7. Kind of just a, you know, we'll shrug it off. Nothing exciting there, but they get to go to Atlanta and play in that weird spaceship of a stadium at 1:00 in week 7.
Could it be Desmond Ridder by week 7 replacing Marcus Mariota? Could be.
Could it be Baker Mayfield?
Well, we're waiting. We're Carolina's coming.
We better put that one before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Weeks 8 and 9, wide open, no restrictions, bye week still on the table. I think we're getting close to somebody just mailing it in and picking the bye. But here we are in week 8.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, can I pick the bye here?
If you want. I was almost thinking the bye might fit kind of nicely here.
That's where I had it on my board. It's pretty best, close to the middle of the season. So
best player available.
Yeah. Best player available. Let's take a break.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So there's the bye in week 8 at Bills versus Patriots, at Commanders, at Texans versus Steelers, Thursday night versus Bucks, at Falcons, then the bye week. I guess we're officially in the home stretch. Division games are all open at this point, but I know we want to keep them. We want to go division heavy late in the year. So Doug, there's some interesting games on the table here at 9. Only one Thursday night game too. That was another rule. We're only putting one Thursday night game for them.
So this is, I don't know if it would happen. Let's do at Baltimore on Sunday night. Lamar versus Deshaun coming off the bye. We'll send them for a big, important road game. And we don't want to stack. I mean, we've only done first 8 weeks of the season. We only have one division game. So we don't want, I didn't like that thing last year when it was Baltimore by Baltimore. I think that's stupid. It's like you have 4 months, figure it out. Don't play 2 out of 3 weeks. So I think we got to get some division games in here. So let's send them to Baltimore.
I agree. I thought last year too, it was just for the Browns to not have played a division game until week 8. I mean, the Bengals only played like 2 division games in the last month of the season or something like that. They played a couple division games early. So I like kind of spreading out the division a little bit, getting some of those games in here in the early portion of the schedule. And coming off the bye for a Ravens Sunday night game, that's really, that's interesting. Okay, so week 10 and 11, we can take away. It was going to be no Buccaneers, but we already have them on the schedule. So again, wide open, just so everyone has a point of reference, we've got both Bengals games left. We have home versus the Chargers, at the Dolphins, home versus the Jets, at the Panthers. One more Ravens game left. It's at home. Home versus the Saints and at the Steelers. So interesting games here, Mary Kay, as we head into week 10. And I have no point of reference about where we are in the calendar just yet. Are we in November?
November 13th.
Okay.
Yeah, I still like those. I still like those really late division games. I bunched them all up like this is, way at the end.
It's your pick, Dan.
This is my pick, isn't it? See, I'm all lost. I'm lost in setting things up. Okay. All right. So they just played at the Ravens. And so we got to get them a home game here. I'm going to put the Saints on the board. Is this an interesting game?
So I just tweeted this out before we started this. I hadn't, we all know the opponents. I hadn't thought about it, but the Browns' 8 home games are the 3 division games. And then Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Justin Herbert, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. Are there 5 other home games? So like, there's a nice, like that's, if you're a Brown season ticket holder and you care a little bit about Ohio State. So it's Michael Thomas and Chris Olave coming in to test Denzel Ward and Greg Newsom and Greedy Williams. So I'll buy some of that. There'll be some Olave jerseys in the stands. Olave jerseys, you can find them in an ad on cleveland.com/OSU at the bottom of Ohio State stories. You can click on that and buy a Chris Olave jersey. But like, I, you know, that's a good passing. I mean, who knows what Jameis is going to do, but you're getting both Ohio State rookie receivers in Cleveland this season. I think that's pretty cool.
I think there's some fun potential in this game, Mary Kay. I think it's like, you know, the Browns could just show up and be the better team and maybe the Saints aren't very good, but there is some potential where it's like, hey, this was just a fun game. It was like 29-25 or something.
Yeah, I think this could be an interesting game, depending on by then who is starting at quarterback for the Saints. And as Doug mentioned, you've got Chris Olave in there. And yeah, I mean, for a home game, Jameis Winston versus Deshaun, I'm guessing at that point, it could get kind of interesting. So I'm cool with that here in week 10.
All right, so we are on to week 11, and we've actually set this up where we've got 1, 2, 3, we've got 4 and 4 as far as a home road split. So we've got lots of stuff out there. The Ellis Williams Bowl is still on the table for whoever wants it against the Carolina Panthers. Lots of division games left too as we go into week 11, a week before Thanksgiving.
Now, I feel like I'm going to pick a game that we've already picked, but so... Just rein me in if I screw this up. But this game, I think, is going to be a really fun game. It's gotten more fun as the last month has gone along. So this game that I'm picking in week 11, I think it's going to have playoff implications. And there's going to be some fireworks in this game. And it's going to be on the road. Anybody want to take a guess?
On the road, playoff implications. Is it the Dolphins?
Yep, it's the Dolphins.
I'll be honest, Mary. I was thinking, Mary Kay, I was trying to plan it out. I was going to give you New Year's Eve in South Beach. If Miami was still going to be on the board. But you went here. But I'm mostly thinking about you guys. And when do you want to be home? When do you want to be on the road? Maybe partying a little bit. So, you know. That's at the top of my list is what fits for Mary Kay and Dan in their lives.
I was going to say, Mary Kay, are you really going to put this in week 11 or do you want to save it for like week 15?
Oh,
and it's like 20 degrees outside.
Yeah. Well, I am pretty committed to the, I was committed to the division games late there, but yeah, you could, a little South Beach in December would not be bad. I am rethinking this whole thing. Oh my goodness.
I see. I did you a favor by getting Buffalo out of the way in week 1.
I know.
We're not going to be driving to Buffalo in the snow, I don't think.
I still like this here. I'm going to keep this here. I'll be ready for some warm weather by then.
All right. Week 12 is Thanksgiving week. Of course, if we wanted to put the Browns on Thanksgiving, it could only be the night game. I'm not seeing a lot of Thanksgiving games here, Doug. So what do you think about, week 12?
You're not seeing a lot of Thanksgiving games. You mean like in terms of quality that would be interesting enough to put it on Thanksgiving?
What are people going to want to watch?
So I actually have one. It's the game that I wanted to put this week anyway, because this is Ohio State Michigan week. It's also Thanksgiving week for people who don't cover Ohio State. Normal people don't call Thanksgiving week Ohio State Michigan week, but I do. I'm always very aware and curious about how the Browns schedule pairs with the Ohio State schedule, because I do both. And so I'm always curious. I'm not sure if it was last week here or whatever it was, but I think the Ohio State played at Michigan and the Browns played at the Steelers the same weekend. It's like, oh, it's on the road rivalry weekend. And I like that kind of stuff. So Ohio State, Michigan is in Ohio this year. So I'm going to give two gigantic rivalry matchups with kind of vengeance on board for both, because Ohio State lost to Michigan last year. They get them in Columbus. And let's put the Bengals at the Browns here. And I know the Browns beat the Bengals, but the Bengals got where the Browns wanted to go. So would that be Thanksgiving night quality? Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson? Like, I could see that, but if not, we can keep it on Sunday. But I'll leave you guys to decide when this game should be played, but we'll be at home against Cincinnati.
I feel like the Bengals and Browns have played a good amount Thanksgiving weekend. I feel like that's been a game that has happened. It's at least happened a couple times before. This feels about right. We do have Thanksgiving right here. It is week 12. We'll say we got it right.
Yes.
So we'll make that a Sunday night game then. That would give us three primetime games, two that aren't a Thursday nighter. I like that. I'll take Bengals on a Sunday night in week 12 at home. That'll be a fun homecoming weekend for a lot of Browns fans.
Yeah, I put the Bengals and the Browns at home in Cleveland on Monday Night Football, because I just thought the Browns against the Super Bowl participant Bengals would be a good thing to obviously have in primetime. And I was kind of right around, I was still in November. So yeah, I like it here. I think that works.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it. Week 13, after all those Thanksgiving festivities, the Browns are going to hit the road, visit our old pal, and we're going to start off the month of December with a clunker and the Carolina Panthers. Maybe we'll be visiting two old pals, and Ellis Williams and maybe Baker Mayfield. So week 13, we're going to put the Panthers here, kind of a yawner, but it really sets up a pretty brutal finish here with some division games left, the Chargers still available, and one game that's sort of a throwaway. But we'll go to Carolina in week 13.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, it could be a clunker, or it could have an amazing storyline here with Baker Mayfield starting against Deshaun Watson. I mean, it will be very, very interesting if that happens. I mean, I hear things both ways as I'm going through reporting this week. No, they have no interest in him whatsoever anymore. And hey, that thing could get rolling again. So who knows where this is all going to go, but hopefully that game will be more than just a dud.
If Baker Mayfield winds up on the Carolina Panthers at some point, is it more likely that he would play against the Browns if they play Carolina early in the year? Like, hey, he's there and Sam Darnold stinks and Matt Corral's not ready and they play Baker early and then they get to Matt Corral? Or is it more likely that Baker Mayfield would be the starter later in the year of like, hey, he held on to the job or somebody got hurt or Matt Corral showed he wasn't ready? Like, if people want Baker versus the Browns, when's the best time for this Carolina game to show up?
I mean, I guess they would have to hand things over to Corral eventually. Maybe this would be bad if we're thinking get Baker on the field against the Browns. The later in the year, the worse it would be. Because if they're out of the running, then yeah, they would probably want to get Matt Corral on the field and at least see what he can do. But I think there's a chance he could, if they traded for him, that he would still be playing in week 13.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you can reasonably expect that he would start the bulk of the games for him if they traded for him and had to pay him a lot of money. You know, that would be a factor as well. And it depends on how he's playing and what their record is and what they're trying to accomplish at that point in the season. If you're trying to get a higher draft pick so you can get a better quarterback next year, then, you know, that factors into it too. So yeah, I could see him still playing in week 13.
All right. So Mary Kay, you're up at week 14. Now we've got at Cincinnati, we've got home games against the Chargers, Jets and Ravens, and we still have the second Steelers game in Pittsburgh.
Okay, so let me think about this for a minute. They were home against the Bengals, then they went away for the Panthers. So we still have, I kind of like the Chargers here at home. This is going to be a tremendous matchup and one that I think people are really going to be eager to see. And again, I still like saving the division games for later. So I'm going to go with the Chargers at home.
So Mary Kay had mentioned you thought maybe a Monday night. I don't think we made it a Monday night. Is this a Monday night contender, or are we getting too many prime times at the moment? It looks like we have two Sunday nights and a Thursday night for the Browns.
Yeah.
Or does this feel more like a 4:25 national Sunday afternoon game?
So I would debate on this one. I could see this one on Sunday night. Maybe we move the Bengals to Monday night. I could see this on a Sunday night, or I could see this just being like a 4:25, like Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, 4:25 CBS game. I could certainly see that too. So let's put this one at 4:25.
Yeah. When we get to the end, if we need to shift around our prime times, we could do that.
We've got that freedom. I got to say, Mary Kay, I was hoping, I didn't think it would make it there. I was hoping I could stick this one as the late Christmas game.
Oh,
but that's all right. This is a good spot for it. We've still got four games left. Doug, you're up in week 15.
So we have three division games left and we only have 4 weeks left. And I don't really want to have three division games to end the year. So I definitely want to put a division game in here. And we had Cincinnati pretty recently. Let's do at Pittsburgh here.
I think you're reading this right. I think ending on three straight division games isn't something that would happen. Three out of four seems like it makes sense. But I do think like going the Jets and then three division games wouldn't make a lot of sense. So I think we've got this one right. Is this just like a kind of a 1 o'clock, like the big 1 o'clock game?
And maybe not even that big, depending what the Steelers are like and depending what the Browns are like.
That's fair. All right. So we've got week 16, 17, and 18 left. We've got the Ravens. We've got at Cincinnati. And then we've got the Jets. There is an early and late game open on Christmas. Otherwise, the game would be on Christmas Eve. Mary Kay, is this a division game or are we giving everybody just a nice, easy Christmas here and putting the Browns and Jets at like 1 o'clock on Saturday?
Is this my pick or your pick?
This is my pick. Oh, man, I'm all thrown off. I even have it on the list. Well, I'm giving everybody the Jets. You guys get the Jets.
That's all right.
Merry Christmas. It's the New York Jets on Saturday. Maybe I'm thinking of myself here, not wanting to work Christmas again. So we're taking the Jets here in week 16 and the Browns are going to finish strong with two division games.
All right.
So they're just out of the Christmas mix. There's going to be three games on Christmas and everything else is just regular games on Christmas Eve. So the Browns just aren't in that mix and that's fine. They have to play the Jets at some point. You know, it's not impossible that the Jets might be a little competitive this year. Everyone thinks they had a great draft. If Zach Wilson makes any kind of year two jump, which we saw Justin Herbert do, which we saw Joe Burrow do. It is not impossible for a guy to look kind of confused in year one and with a few more weapons look like more like the real deal in year two. This to me, especially if we're putting this, we are setting, I don't like trap games, but this is setting up as a trap game. It's the only non-division game in the last four. And like, and you have the Chargers, right? So it's like Chargers division, Jets division, division. And they might have enough skill, talent, and some other things to like catch the Browns sleeping and screw up their playoff thoughts if the Browns aren't careful here in our imaginary game of our imaginary draft. It's an imaginary trap game.
It's fantastic. I was thinking like it would sort of feel right though if they played like two division games, 15 and 16, and then the Jets week 17, and then they wrapped up with like the Ravens to try and win the AFC North, something like that. But we're just gonna have a nice little Christmas watching Zach Wilson throw the ball around. See what happens. Mary Kay, here we go. Week 17.
All right. I think one of these next two needs to be in some kind of primetime. It needs to be the featured game in some kind of primetime because these last two games are going to be huge, potentially. Ravens at home and Bengals on the road. So I'm going to go with the Ravens here because I just think finishing against the Bengals would be pretty cool.
Can I just say, so we have them on the road for their opener and their closer. Ooh. And I don't know if that's a rule. It feels like it doesn't happen very much. So that's where we are, but
should we switch them?
Yeah, I guess we could switch them. We could go away Bengals here and then finish at home.
I could see like, I'd be up for that. I could see like that week 18 versus the Ravens getting flexed to 425 or 815, depending or whatever, 825, depending on how things shake out. That feels okay.
Yeah. One of these has got to be in, and it doesn't matter. These are going to be, I think these are both going to be big games. Both are going to help determine the playoff race in these last 2 weeks. So it doesn't really matter which one is which. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go. Bengals away. I'll go Bengals on the road here at week 17.
I like that. Okay. Well, I think we did all right here. This is what we came up with. Opening against the Bills, which again, I think is a fantastic pick. I think we nailed that pick. Opening at Buffalo.
That Jacoby Brissett, Josh Allen matchup is going to set the world on fire.
Patriots home week 2, at Washington week 3, at Houston week 4. Home against the Steelers, home against the Bucs, at Atlanta week 7, leading into a week 8 bye. Coming out of the bye at the Ravens on Sunday night, the Saints week 10, the Dolphins week 11, the Bengals Sunday night or Monday night week 12 out of Thanksgiving. That's at home, at the Panthers versus the Chargers in that nice kind of juicy national late afternoon slot in week 14. At Pittsburgh week 15 versus the Jets on Saturday, Christmas Eve, at the Bengals week 17 versus the Ravens week 18, one of those games on national TV as well. I should mention, we also put the first Steelers game on Thursday night football, and we put the Bucks in that 425 slot as we did with the Bills too. That's a good schedule.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's good. And as I go through this schedule, I keep thinking that there are so many beatable quarterbacks in the 2022 slate. Don't you guys look at it and think, my goodness, there are a lot of quarterbacks that the Browns should really not have too much trouble with next season. I mean, there are a lot that they will. I mean, there are some really good ones, obviously.
Well, yeah, they play some of the absolute top end guys.
Yeah.
But then also there's just like, well, Doug, as I'm talking about this on our shared screen, I have the Commanders highlighted. They're going to play Davis Mills. They're going to play Marcus Mariota. They're going to play whoever Carolina rolls out there.
Yeah.
I mean, the 11 non-division games, they have Justin Herbert, Tom Brady, and Josh Allen. And the other 8 guys are not that scary.
Right.
What you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
And so at some point, whether it's week one or week five or week nine or whenever it is, they're going to have Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. And Kenny Pickett too. And, you know, who knows if Kenny or Mason or whatever else, you know, Mitch, whatever else they do over there might not be anything to write home about either. So,
well, I've got to tell you, I don't know how the NFL does this with 32 teams. I mean, I couldn't even keep track of our draft order when I was going on the clock, trying to put this schedule together, trying to finagle when they were opening at home, opening on the road, closing at home, closing on the road. I don't know how the NFL does it.
The hardest thing is like, when is the circus in town? That's always a thing that feels like the most difficult thing. It's like, oh, so we're going to do this. It's like, oh, actually you can't have the building that weekend. There's a flea market. And it's like, what? So like that's, I would love to see all the X outs for, there's a motocross race. So we have to be on the road that week, because that's the part that really, you know, it's like, well, can the motocross be out if we put it on Thursday night? Is that enough time to change over to the track? And it's like, well, let me talk to the motocross guys. So that scheduling part of it always blows my mind. That's obviously a bigger deal, like in the NBA. But I know there's somebody in the NBA who always goes on a 10-game road trip in the middle of the year because the circus is there.
Yeah, the Spurs always have their circus trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine just saying, eh, Tom Brady, we'd love to have you week six, but Monster Jam's taking over the stadium.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a guy in the office who pulls his hair out over Monster Jam every year.
I know. I picture these guys like sitting around a table, and you know, it's like so computer driven, but I always have these visions of guys like with their little pencil and their eraser and go, oh no.
And it's like, you guys ready to send? Should we send it? We'll send it. You guys ready to send it? Send it. Okay. Send. Oh shoot. We have Baltimore by Baltimore for the Browns. Oh, it's too late. Act like we did it on purpose.
Exactly.
All right. Funny. There we go. We'll have plenty of more schedule content coming your way. Of course, when the schedule comes out on Thursday night, we're going to get together and we're actually going to do another schedule draft. We're going to actually power rank the games based on where they are, what's going to be happening at the time, all of that stuff. So that's going to be hitting your feed sometime late Thursday or early Friday morning. So make sure you're subscribed to Orange and Brown Talk wherever you listen to your podcast. And of course, make sure you're a Football Insider subscriber, cleveland.com/Browns, the blue banner at the top of the page. Our text subscribers did not like the idea of the Browns opening against a difficult opponent. They wanted a gimme at home in week one. So I betrayed our text subscribers and picking Buffalo there in week one.
The Jets, you love to pick the Jets and the Browns. The Jets were sitting for there, right there for the home opener, an easy win, and you picked Josh.
It'll be fun. Trust me, it'll be fun. Okay, that'll do it for this edition of the Orange and Brown Talk podcast. For Mary Kay and Doug, I'm Dan. Thanks for listening, everybody.